So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Corey DeAngelis is a spectacular advocate for America's kids and parents and a great guest. He's the school choice evangelist. Yeah, that's what people bill him as, and it's correct. And a senior fellow at the American Culture Project, among other things. We'll tell you where to find him here in a second. And according to rumor, he's obsessed with Randy Weingarten, who we just played a cut from. Let me see if he'll tell us about that obsession. Corey, you're a busy guy, married, kids and all that. Why obsess over Randy Weingarten? What are you doing?
I mean, she's destroying the lives of millions of children. Did you forget that she fought to lobbied the CDC to keep the schools closed as long as possible? And now she's injecting politics into the classroom. And the latest is that she has a new book out where she copied my book cover. That's an aside. But she calls it Why Fascists Fear Teachers, at a time where the alleged shooter had a bullet casing supposedly engraved with the words, "Hey, fascist, catch," for the Charlie Kirk assassination. And at a time where we're supposed to turn down the temperature, you have the head of the teachers union, Randy Weingarten, parading around the country with her new book, basically calling Donald Trump and the conservative movement fascist. I mean, it's just insane. She wants to continue quadrupling down her book sales and her divisive rhetoric. And this just really illustrates the heart of the issue here. We have these organizations that are so involved in politics. They're not educational institution. They are the teachers union cartel of sorts. They're a money laundering operation for the Democrat Party. And we should really free families from their clutches once and for all. And the best way to do that is to, one, have school choice, allow parents to vote with their feet somewhere else so that you don't have to fund people like Randy Weingarten anymore and their divisive rhetoric. And two, teachers need to leave their union. I mean, if you don't feel represented by Randy Weingarten and a lot of these teachers who are getting fired basically for celebrating the assassination of Charlie Kirk, I mean, you should leave the union. You're no longer required to join anymore because of the Supreme Court decision back in 2018 called the Janus decision. You don't have to fund these lunatics anymore. And so if you're an independent or conservative, you should join an alternative such as the Teacher Freedom Alliance and starve the beast from the inside.
How many teachers would you say, do you have any sense, Corey, since you've really been engaged in this, or way back to 2018, we thought as a former teacher that this would really free things up. Do we know if thousands across the country are doing that?
All I know is from this year alone, the Teacher Freedom Alliance has reported that they've convinced over 2,500 educators to leave their union. And so the good news is they just announced this year as well that, you know, a lot of teachers who were conservatives who thought that they you know, they knew that they could opt out. They thought they needed to stay in because of personal liability insurance that was provided by the union. Well, now the Teacher Freedom Alliance just announced they're giving it away for free. I mean, donors are covering it. Obviously, nothing is free in life. Someone's covering the cost. But donors who really hate the political divisiveness of the unions have said, oh, okay, we'll just cover that insurance for the teachers. And so conservatives would be crazy to continue funneling their hard-earned paychecks to Democrat campaign coffers, to their political opponents. It would make zero sense to continue doing that when you now have an alternative in the Teacher Freedom Alliance to be able to have that protection, have your freedom to be a teacher, and to focus on the basics and get out of the political realm. I mean, it's a no-brainer at this point. Yeah. And Randy Weingarten's really freaking out about it because this is really where you hit him where it hurts. I mean, the only way that the union bosses will ever change is if they are forced to do so through incentives. One, by people voting with their feet through school choice and parents getting a say. But two, with teachers getting a say, because the union bosses aren't representing them really well. I mean, just take Chicago, for example. The Chicago Teachers Union just tweeted out support for Assata Shakur, who was in Cuba, fled to Cuba after being convicted of murder of a New Jersey. She's basically a cop killer, a convicted cop killer. And the Chicago Teacher Union is lionizing this person, honoring this person.
I have it in front of me, Corey. You're a mind reader. That's exactly what I wanted to ask you about today. Today we honor the life and legacy of a revolutionary fighter, a fierce writer, a revered elder of Black liberation, and on and on and on. You would know better. I just think the Chicago Teachers Union is probably the worst that I know of in the country, the most aggressive periodically.
Yes, they have no idea how to read the room. And I think it's because, I mean, it's almost like they know they are unpopular, but they're just going to quadruple down on the insanity anyway, because they're so drunk on power, they feel like they don't have to change, right? I mean, Chicago's mayor, Brandon Johnson, I just tweeted out a video of him from 2013, 12 years ago. He spoke at the Socialism 2013 conference, and he talked about how the unions – now, he was a CTU organizer at the time. The union is a socialist institution, and he said the reason that they wear the red shirts is basically because it's a message of socialism, of being in organized labor. And they're also the same union that voted to strike, and even in 2022, because they thought it was still too unsafe to go back to school. Far beyond the time where we knew it was obvious that the school should have been the first things to open, the last things to close, and that the closures were hurting kids in a lot of different ways, mentally, academically, socially. And they also deleted a tweet during the COVID era saying that, quote, the push to reopen schools is rooted in sexism, racism, and misogyny. And by the way, their teacher union president, Stacey Davis Gates in Chicago, sends her own kid to a private school.
Absolutely.
Total hypocrisy.
Yeah.
And Mayor Johnson, he has the highest unfavorability rating among mayors in the history of mayors. He has an 80% unfavorable rating. It's insane.
It is. Corey, too, on the upside, on the up note of the progress with school choice, one form of that, the charter schools, we haven't talked. And again, I want listeners to know your deep concern and affection for Charlie Kirk, and you took off. You were on hiatus during that. What was your – I'll come to New York in a minute. What was your connection, your relationship to Charlie Kirk?
I didn't have a deep personal connection with him, but look, he was a legend in the movement. He supported school choice and homeschooling. Mm-hmm. I think he said a few weeks before his murder was that he his money's on the homeschoolers, he said, that he thinks that they're going to be the ones that are running society because they do such a great job. They knock it out of the park academically, and, you know, homeschooling is the way to go. So he is a strong supporter of parental rights in education. So we're aligned in that way. We followed each other on social media. We had messaged each other, you know, a few times before, but you know, it's just crazy that at this point, you know, a lot of the people we're seeing celebrating his death happen to be teachers. And these are people that are supposed to be
number one demographic were teachers. Yes.
I don't have any scientific evidence on that yet, but look, every time something came up, it was like, oh, professor, teacher. And it should give us some red flags about the types of people who are involved in molding the minds of the next generation. I mean, they're celebrating political violence. And one of them was a UCLA race and equity director. I found a trove of evidence from his Blue Sky account, just quadrupling down on just celebration of Charlie Kirk's death. And it's a total shame, but it should be a wake-up call to patriots across this country that something is not right in the school system. And, you know, if these people are the main thing that they've said to defend this, I mean, Randy Weingarten has defended these so-called educators, said that they have so-called free speech rights, and they have the right to say whatever the heck they want. But employers also have the right and freedom of association, and these employees in the government school system have no right to have a captive audience of young children,
exactly,
and to influence them. So, you know, they also have the right to lose their job at the same time.
I forget, Corey, are you in Australia today? And I wanted to know, because I wanted to know what day is it? What is going on? You know, we made
it
this.
It would be the next day. I'm back in Texas.
Oh, okay.
I live in San Antonio, Texas. I was in Australia to speak at CPAC.
Okay.
And they really loved the message of school choice. They were fired up about it. And, you know, they have a Labor Party, which is their Democrat Party, basically, that's
right
in control right now. But they have a coalition of opposition, including libertarians and conservatives, which they call liberals, the Liberal Party in Australia, which is more like a classical liberal as opposed to our modern day liberals that we associate with Democrats in the U.S. But all that to say, they were pumped up. I mean, they're seeing the success of school choice and the parental rights movement in America, and they're seeing that one is a political winner that they could bring to Australia, and then also just a free market reform that could improve their education system too. A lot of these problems that we see in the American public school system, the big government overreach, that happens in other countries as well.
Absolutely. Corey, thank you so much for what you do every day. The book, again, we'd like to know, and where do we go to see you on Twitter and social media?
Yeah, you can follow me on X. It's at DeAngelis Corey, and my book's called The Parent Revolution. It's a USA Today bestseller. I dedicated it to Randy Weingarten for overplaying her hand and sparking a parent revolution in the United States, and Trump endorsed it. You can get it on Amazon. I think it's like 40% off right now, so get it while it's hot, The Parent Revolution.
Corey, thank you. Thanks so much, as always. Appreciate it very much.
All right. Thanks so much, Dom. Good talking to you.
All right. Corey DeAngelis, nobody better in this, and obsessed with Randy Weingarten. We're trying to get her on. Henry's been trying. We haven't even gotten a sniff yet, but we do have Ennis Freedom coming on.
Yes.
When? October 6th?
October 6th, yes.
Yeah, October 6th, Ennis Freedom. Remember him. And we'll debate, you know, I don't know if Henry was one. It was somebody, Luke, I think, said it to me, to my son. I couldn't play in the NBA at that point. He was a heck of a rebounder up to one point. Maybe defensively, he's kind of slow.
Yeah, it was the defense that
Yeah,
really...
but I think there were more marginal guys in the NBA than Ennis Freedom when he started to have trouble because they were afraid he was going to be kidnapped at any point by Turkey, among others. Yeah. So Ennis Freedom will be coming on in the near future. All right, we got the side question going on today. Daniel Boone's birthday spurred this all-time great American or significant American, might be bad too, negative, that was not an elected official. That's what we're looking for. And it's 855-839-1210. You get on board. Also, coming up, the Super Bowl choice is somebody who I think without a doubt is outrageously anti-Trump. It's fine to be anti-Trump at some point in your life, but I'll tell you what this guy did because of Trump. That is amazing how much money he must have left on the table. And does he ever perform in English? I guess for this, he might. This will be the super halftime. Does he perform in English?
I don't think so.
So the...
The songs aren't in English.
Okay, so the Super Bowl will not be in English this year, the halftime
thing. I would assume not.
Oh, man, this is the motherload of great stuff here with the NFL then. Oh, all right, we'll tell you who that is. I commend him in a backward way for his anti-Trumpism, putting his money where his mouth is. It's almost hard. I didn't know he did this, so I'll explain. 855-839-1210. All right.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I thought you'd be playing some of his Spanish meanderings here.
There's an issue with that.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Well, obviously it's in Spanish. I don't speak Spanish. I don't know the curse words in Spanish.
Okay, yeah, that's true. And there probably are a lot. So
yeah.
Yesterday, I guess it was yesterday, the NFL, and this is always a big deal, and I guess Jay-Z's involved with this. Now, this guy is one of the top performers globally, arguably. Might be number one globally at this point in time.
I would think so.
Bad Bunny. Now, a couple of things will be the, you know, and then there's accoutrements that go with him. This guy is so much anti-Trump, or at least Trump policies, that he would not do the American tour at this point in time. At least one commentary, three-time Grammy winner. Real name, Benito. Well, heck of a name here. We may have to do long names tomorrow. Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio, not Ocasio, will headline the show. This is for my people, my culture, and our history. He would not, Henry, as I understand it, because of a fear that ICE would pick off people coming to his concerts, do concerts in America during this time. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
That's what Mediaite says. Wow, that's putting your money where your mouth
totally.
Is. Now, Benny Johnson, editor's note, not exactly a fan, but he has this information, says that this is one of the worst Trump haters, anti-ICE activist, and no songs in English. So, Henry, you're going on the line to say we're going to have a Super Bowl, and you have a reason behind it. Did you believe, at least his portion of halftime, will there be no English there?
No, none.
None.
The songs aren't in English.
Amazing. You know what? This is proof of my grand scheme of the NFL, and that they'll do anything they want, and America will just say, give us football, do what you want.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
Charge where people are selling themselves into debt. I'll tattoo it on my head. Anything. Let me go to an NFL game. That's what they want.
I think it just shows just how desperate they are to break into that international market.
That was a good point, right?
Yeah, I mean, like you saw this weekend, they had a game in Dublin, you know, and they're going to have another game in Spain,
and
another game in London.
And a backup quarterback got robbed in Dublin.
Yeah, you could say that, yeah.
Yeah.
Skylar Thompson, yeah, he got really jacked up there, too.
And these London games are brutal because of the time, the teams, the time change, the lack of anything. The stadium almost looks foggy all the time to me, too. Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it just goes to show that they are trying to appeal to the biggest international market, which is probably the Spanish-speaking market.
Right.
And how are they going to do that? They're going to get Bad Bunny, the biggest artist on the planet probably right now, to perform the halftime show to draw them in.
All right, in Spanish.
In Spanish.
Okay.
His song, I guarantee his songs would sound awful if they were in English.
All right, so if this is the case, I think we buried the lead here. I thought the lead was, my God. But then, look, I'm giving credit to his stature as a Trump hater that he wouldn't tour here to avoid. Yeah. That's a lot of money on the table. That's unbelievable.
Because he's such a big international icon.
How about with people that are in his demographic? Are they mainly Spanish? I guess yes, but... Do other people go who don't speak Spanish just because they get the rhythm of it?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, that's the appeal of his music. That's why he's...
Yeah.
I don't know how many Spanish-speaking artists, like solely Spanish-speaking artists, really break through in a country like America, but he has.
Yeah. Well, I know enough about him. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You've heard of him, right?
Yo,
before this. Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
And I knew vaguely about the ice thing. But I am still a little skeptical of your theory. He's going to do the entire halftime show, or at least his part of it, however they do that. In Spanish.
I mean, maybe if he brings out a song where he's like the feature.
Right. All right.
Like he plays a song, like I know he's got a song with like Cardi B.
Okay.
Like if he plays that song, let's Cardi do her spot in English and then he comes back and does it in Spanish.
But
I could see that happening, but all of his songs
will
be in Spanish.
All right. So the Trump people, I don't think we have to send that over to the White. I think they just know he's anti-ICE, anti-Trump, big time. That's the headline. I don't think they know this other part that Henry's talking. And how's that going? I just don't have a sense. I don't know that anybody would, that Brazil's going to be crazy over American football. I mean, they love soccer. Why would they want to do this?
Yeah.
I don't see it.
Well, any of the countries, really.
Yeah,
everyone,
right. They have
everywhere
their own,
they go.
And it's soccer, mainly.
That's what they're trying to overtake. I mean, all these countries are soccer countries.
Yeah, and the NFL just shows you. They will Shanghai their team last year all the way off to Brazil. And do stuff like that, anything, to get their way. That's a big story to me. If this is true, that this will be in Spanish, the NFL takes the biggest entertainment, arguably, moments of the year. You know, look at how many people talk about that the next day or while it's going on. The Janet Jackson thing would have been big, but on the Super Bowl platform, that's why it was still today people remember it. Wow. 855-839-1210. I think you're making a solid case, though, that that's what'll happen here, and that that's the, you know, the audience, and that's the biggest, you know, we might have to do a side question. I think we did it once. Who is it you'd like to see perform at the Super Bowl? And it was wild, some of the answers. Some of them kind of dated, admittedly, but who would you like to see perform there, that there would be enough of traditional, but enough of pop to it. Is there anybody that's I'm trying to think now of, man, who is big enough
who's still
act.
Relevant?
Yeah, that's still,
who's still relevant.
Relevant,
who's still all alive. That's
exactly,
that's a big part of it too.
Well, I think the Stones would be fine. They could still do it,
you
right?
You think?
Yeah. You don't think they could? They
a
wouldn't
Super
draw.
Bowl halftime? I don't know. I mean, like, they still perform.
Right.
We're talking about like the biggest performance of the year. It needs to be huge.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Can they get up and give, you know, like an all-time throwback performance?
Yeah,
I'm
betting
time.
On Jagger here, yeah.
Jagger, what about the rest of them?
Well, that's true. They have to punch some new guys in. Wait a minute, who's that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. But Bad Bunny in Spanish at the Super Bowl, the NFL just says, hey, take that. You want football. You're going to do what we want, and that is it. Big-time sports does it.
He's going to put on an all-time show.
I was all set to open up on the Ryder Cup, and I had to go out, but I was watching down to the last thing. The Ryder Cup should have ended in a tie yesterday. It ended up that the Euros got an extra point at the end. I don't know who sank the putt or whatever, you know, long putt. I was hoping it was a tie, 14-14, because Victor Hovland, who's not a bad guy, has a neck injury. Oh, well, he couldn't play. They gave each team a half point. If you don't show up for the singles and play, I think you forfeit.
Yeah.
The other team gets a point.
I agree with that.
Yeah. And America would have won by a half a point then instead of a tie.
Brutal.
And what happens with a tie? They don't say a tie. It just goes back.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a playoff. They don't put, If you had put Rory McIlroy out there against, I don't know who on the American
Scotty.
Side.
Scotty?
No, he's a choker. He was.
He was bad this weekend.
Yeah, he was bad. Yeah, I don't know who I would. DeChambeau. Oh, my God. You would have had to call in the National Guard to protect and still the crowd down. Imagine like a, you know, couple hole playoff for the Ryder Cup.
They'd be frothing at the mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. They already were. Yeah. All right. So, wow. In Spanish, 855-839-1210. Henry didn't bury the lead. I think that's the lead more than he's anti-Trump. Will he say anything about ICE? And yeah, probably say a lot of stuff in Spanish at the Super Bowl. And Roger Goodell will go, oh, well. You want it. You'll do anything. I wish he would just come clean one time and say, when Rice punches out his then-girlfriend, just knocks her out right on the elevator. And we went through the whole thing because it was AC we had inside, all totally. That stuff. He just says, we're going to do what we want. Now, the outcry was so much, they had to throw somebody under the bus. But their initial reaction was, we're the NFL. We'll do what we want.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
There's a good amount of those players still roaming around the league now.
Yeah, exactly. All right, coming to your calls next at 855-839-1210. Can hardly wait. Jack Ciattarelli will be here at 2 o'clock. The latest I'll play you is Mikey Sherrill. Of course, spinning this toward this is anti-military. You are besmirching my military service. I served in the military, which is true, and I give due credit to that. All that she has to do, though, is release whatever the record is explicitly. Why was she not allowed to walk in graduation? If she won't, what does that mean during this campaign? But there's a lot of other stuff that's bubbling up around this race. And don't forget, going to be huge on October 10th at the Seaport. We'll be down there with Rich and Matt Rooney. Scott Presler, who's going to be with us today. Scott will be there. It is going to be unbelievable. From 4 to 7 at the Seaport on the boardwalk, back to Wildwood. All right, and there might be other things coming up we're pretty close to announcing that you're going to, if you remember, what was it, May 14th, I think, 2024, it's like that again. No, not President Trump. That would be too much for Ciattarelli on the boardwalk. Oh, my God. All right, 855-839-12.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. As I said, Jack Ciattarelli, a lot to talk about with Jack and support coming up at 2 o'clock. And I just happened to see this on Twitter during the break. The persistence again, Scott Presler. Here's a tweet from Mikey Sherrill or Mikey Sherrill's people. When at Jack for New Jersey tells you he'll keep your kids safe and healthy, don't believe him. She says, he's getting support from anti-abortion organizations. Wait a minute, Mikey. Isn't that keeping kids safe and healthy? Would seem you're saying you just want to kill them and then we don't have to worry about it. Then she says, Henry, and rallying with Scott Presler. Oh, my God. Presler, of course, says, hi, Rebecca. I'm not sure if Rebecca is one of her people. You're the one caught in a massive cheating scandal, not me. So it says, rallying with Scott Presler, support from anti-abortion organizations, and now sharing the stage with an anti-vaccine conspiracy theorist. You are the right-wing experience company you keep, says Mikey Sherrill. And of course, Scott Presler has probably tweeted now 15 different times on this different stuff. So if you're with the anti-abortion groups, you're not going to protect children. That's an interesting idea. This woman's a genius. And you can't be with Scott Presler. Mikey Sherrill over the weekend, though, even though Governor Murphy even condemned the cop killer who died in Cuba, Joanne Chesimar, also called Asante Shakur, and yet the Mikey Sherrill camp did not tweet out anything condemning that. She had a rap sheet that could span the Hudson. She was a cop killer murdering New Jersey State Trooper James Harper in 1973. She escaped prison, then sought and was granted asylum in Cuba, where she remained for the rest of her life. Phil Murphy said lefty groups had paid tribute to Asante Shakur, the fugitive Black liberation activist who recently died after escaping a life sentence for the murder of a New Jersey State Trooper in 1973, faced the widespread condemnation of Garden State polls from both parties, including Murphy. He said she was convicted of the murder of New Jersey State Trooper Forrester, was executed in cold blood. All right. But Jack is with anti-abortion groups and Scott Presler. Oh, man. And I know Scott Presler lives to be attacked on Twitter in this manner.
I mean, he used her government name in the response.
Oh, that's what it is. What's the Rebecca?
That's her first name.
Oh.
Rebecca Michelle Sherrill.
I did not know that. Henry, you're a fountain. You're on fire.
Well, so, I wanted to know that, too. I was like, who's Rebecca?
What the heck is he talking about with Rebecca here? So we have to call her Becky now, not Mikey. She took the middle name and changed it to Mikey. I'm not sure the allure of that. I think it's better than Rebecca. You can't do too much with Rebecca.
I'm not big on
Sherrill.
Becky. I don't think not
too big on Becky either. Like Becky Pringle, who stiffed us. No. Okay. We're looking on the side question, too. Hit us with that significant American, the birth of Daniel Boone, unelected, though, never elected to office. And is Bad Bunny really going to be up there in Spanish almost exclusively at the big entertainment, arguably, I could argue it's the biggest of the year, the Super Bowl, most eyeballs internationally, and is that a play toward countries where the NFL wants to be? It's arguably the biggest star in the world right now. Just one problem, the NFL will say. Come on, broaden your horizons. Spanish? You don't speak Spanish? Roger Goodell would be out there saying hola or something. Can you imagine?
I would love if they panned to like Roger Goodell during the show, right, and he's singing along with it, right on. He knows every word.
I've said it many times. There is too big to fail. They will do what they want. Thank God they don't they still have some guardrails. Some people there go, maybe we couldn't do that a little bit. But then they come out with stuff that just brutalizes the fans. How are American fans going to feel? Oh, that's Bad Bunny. That's great. The halftime show. That's wonderful. All right, let's go to David in Lexington, South Carolina, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, David.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
Good.
Well, we're kind of wet down here. We got kind of a little bit of rain from the hurricanes out there, but that's all we're getting, so not too bad.
Good.
One of the things with thing with Krasner, I would love for someone to just publicize that, where he's talking about, you don't have the right to film me. Something like we all understand in public spaces, you have the right to be, or you don't have the right to expect privacy. So I would love for people just to out him and just, I mean, I couldn't believe that was a person in his position when I saw the way he behaved and everything. And what that is, that's a man who knows he has no fear of losing any election.
Yeah, and David, it tells you a guy who, I think he was better, way back when. He's rusty. He's in a bubble. Frank didn't do anything other than just prod him along to ask for a specific, and he just got enraged and couldn't answer that.
Right. It's just funny watching these triggered liberals do that, but Yeah, that was disgusting, but I love more of that. We need more of that kind of stuff going on. Dom, for my side answer, I'm going to go, speaking of Super Bowl, which is going to be in San Francisco this year, you know, we heard people say even Metallica should be the halftime show because they're from San Francisco. Well, another person from San Francisco, your hero, Levi Strauss.
Yes, yes, that's right. Let's hope they have a lot of commercials there. Yeah, Newman Price, I promise you, I will be wearing jeans at upcoming events. It has to become a signature. And running, I still don't get it. I'm more uncomfortable in the sweatpants and the jogging thing. I'm not some mafioso from South Philly in the jogging suit. I think the big story today that we're just on the cusp of, two of them, we're going to see, there are a lot of people out there today saying government shutdown's going to happen, and I think it will. But they're claiming that Republicans are on a roll here and will come out on the other side ahead. The Democrats will be the losers in this. I don't know about that. You know, I don't see what the change is. Yes, Trump has changed a lot of things. But when it comes to the government shutdown, this is going to be interesting to see how Republicans play their cards on this. And our argument is we have a clean bill. We're ready to go here. Democrats, I think the strongest thing I would advise, keep on talking about. Democrats are holding this up because they want to have people that are here illegally get Obamacare, get health insurance, state-sponsored Obamacare. And if they don't get it, they're willing to throw the government into shutdown. I mean, that's just a fact. And that polls incredibly well. We know how the media plays this. They will tell people they're not going to get their checks. We talked about some of the abuses over the years that happened right here in Philadelphia. Shutting down that Colonial Tavern, saying it was a safety thing during one shutdown at the last second. And all those people that were servers and waitresses and all lost all that income. They will do anything to win on the shutdown as their trump card. But I think if Republicans can stick to that message, no. America does not want people here illegally to be on Obamacare, taxpayer funded. We're not going to do that. That's the way that it works. That is the biggest thing out there holding this up. Other than Democrats, you know, psychologically, they want to show their fighters. They want to show their people they're fighting. And the way to do that is to shut down the government. All right. We'll see if Republicans have the confidence. And, you know, the argument is they have influencers, they have X, they have Twitter, Fox News Channel, et cetera. There will be a fight back. Yeah, the field is better, but I don't think it's there yet. The argument to be made is on illegals and insurance. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, Jack Cetarelli in about 15 minutes, and Scott Presler at 2:30 today at a special time. Replying to Mikey Sherrill, Rebecca. I didn't know that. All right, we have to get on that Rebecca. Why go Mikey? Yeah, it's got more style than Rebecca. 855-839-1210. All right, there's your Super Bowl, right?
Oh, yeah.
What's the song?
This is I Like It by Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin.
So you were hinting, too, that Cardi B will make another Super Bowl appearance. I would assume so.
This song was pretty big a few years back, so wouldn't be surprising.
Which, you know, we've already gotten past. I mean, on the scale of not suitable for the kids in the audience type of thing, it would be top of the line, I would say. But the NFL was saying, well, we're going to do what we want.
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously, I think you'd take whatever the curse words out or you know, the same
I don't
thing,
mean
like
him. Ten, I mean
yeah.
her. Yeah.
Oh, you mean
yeah,
her. Oh,
yeah,
same
yeah,
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The sexuality, you know, for an adult audience, we're going to see nothing. Not that she's a character and sometimes is anti-tax, but wow, what a Super Bowl this will be. Matt Rooney, and this is a good preview for Jack Cetarelli, asked on Twitter, why hasn't Rebecca Mikey Sherrill, released her disciplinary file? A, they're not flattering. B, Hunter Biden snorted them. C, fell out of a helicopter. D, stuck in her pantsuit. All right, I'm going to just see what they vote. Okay, they're not flattering, 60%. Yeah. Hunter Biden snorted them, 7.2. Fell out of a helicopter, 26.4. Stuck in the pantsuit, 6.4. You can vote at Matt Rooney, NJ. Okay. All right. Let's go to Joe in Exton. Who's that significant American? Hey, Joe. Good afternoon.
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon. My significant American is William Penn, founder of the city of Philadelphia, and whose statue stands atop City Hall. It was Penn, after whom the state of Pennsylvania was named, and Penn, being a Quaker, founded the food group called Quaker Oats.
Wait a minute, is that last part true? Are fact checkers here?
No, he got me on that earlier, too. I was like, oh, really?
Joe,
like,
it's a joke.
He was just like, no, that's a joke, dude.
Right,
I'm
Joe,
like, oh,
Joe
he
is,
got me.
Joe's running wild. The last three or four calls have been incredibly wild. Okay, we'll get your most significant American coming up. We're going to talk with Jack Chattarelli, though, and there's a lot to unpack. The campaign going great. Don't forget, October 10th is the big rally. Rich will be broadcasting from it. From 4 until 7, the Seaport, right there on the boardwalk in North Wildwood. And the expectations are a big crowd, at least from the people I talk with. And again, not one, not two, but three Talk Radio 1210 hosts will be speaking. And Scott Presler. I'm sure he'll lead with Rebecca. Not going to steal that. And Jack Chattarelli there, Mike Donahue, all the people you hear with Mullions that we do over the years. We'll be there. This is the perfect place to go again. And if you haven't been to the Seaport, it is a very popular spot on the boardwalk. So, you know, the weather will cooperate. It'll be inside. Hope that we see you there. And there'll be more announcements on that day coming up, I'm sure. On Twitter, follow me on Twitter at DomShow1210. Now, coming up, Jack. Scott Presler, as I said, was at the Penn State game yesterday, one of the influencers there, Saturday. And the people, I don't know how many of those freedom shirts were given out for the whiteout. We'll ask him. Very, very extensive. And you hear his Mikey Sherrill saying, Jack says he'll protect the health and safety of kids across Jersey. How can he do that when he's with anti-abortion groups? I'm trying to follow the logic. Whatever you feel about abortion, in what universe would he not be protecting children if he's pro-life? Is she saying, well, a lot of those younger people are going to need abortions? He's not protecting them. You really want to make that argument to go down to that level. All right. And still no word yet. Everybody in the world urging her to release the Naval Academy records. That would be the way to see exactly why she couldn't walk. She wasn't in the yearbook and all that. Her husband got an attorney in the middle of the scandal and apparently and did walk. So what's the difference? What is it that was lacking with Mikey Sherrill? You know, we were kicking around the other day. If she says I wasn't a rat and here's what the record says, Jersey might like that. But not releasing it, that's questionable. There's got to be something more there, the language that would cut against her. And I don't think she's going to release it. The more this builds up, it must be worse than any pressure she faces. All right, A5, Jeff Andrew and others' joint statement saying we're unsure why she would refuse to release the records, put this matter to rest. We'll ask Jack Chattarelli all that on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.